Psalm 78, 9 through 16, that's our passage as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This was written by Asaph. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had shown them. He did miracles in the sight of their ancestors in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through. He made the waters stand up like a wall. He guided them with a cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them water as abundant as the seas. And he brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers. So Satan is not that concerned that we deny God. The results are the same if we simply forget him. I don't have to be an atheist to act like one. I can have a cross around my neck and a fish sign on my car, but that does not guarantee God's guidance is followed in my life. The soldiers of Israel's northern kingdom had all the equipment they needed, but when push came to shove, they were not willing to use their weapons. They forgot all that God had done and turned from the battle. God's instruction for living was pushed aside to follow the path of their own choosing. So what about you? You engaged in the battle? Are you committed to live by God's instruction regardless of the cost? Are you faithful to remember all God has done in the past in order to live with confidence in the present? Remember, it's just as dangerous to forget God as it is to deny him. So, Father, help us engage in the battle. Don't let us run from it. Don't let us forget your work in our lives. Keep us living by your instruction. Don't let us make up our own guidelines. Don't let us forget you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.